Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jordana. DJ producing still. He's stuck with me today, tomorrow, and Monday. I say stuck, but you're the first producer I had when I got to CCO. So it's kind of like we're reunited.
I know. Like, that's, what is that, a little over a year ago or maybe a year and a half ago?
Yeah, I know, right?
And we got to hang out for a few months together. I got fond memories of those times. It was fun to kick things off with you.
I mean, you got a better sleep schedule right now.
Well, yeah.
Be honest.
I'll be very honest, and that is that when I made the switch to Paul and Jordana, it was like, okay, you know, a little different times. Like, oh, I get to sleep normally for the first time in 2.5 years.
I got a life again. I got a life again. And then, you know, what's interesting, too, about it is it's unfortunate with COVID, but, like, you're in a situation now where, let's say in the future, right, you can go and hang out.
Yeah.
At Target Field.
Yep.
No, I'm dead serious. Or if you wanted to go to a Timberwolves game or something like that. Because there were, like, when you were my producer, there were times in which, like, you would come to the ballpark and you would hang out in the booth that I'd be in or whatever, right behind home plate.
Yep.
And we talk about things for the show. And then at some point in the game, you would have to exit the building and go down to the studio and get ready to do our show. And now you don't have to worry about that.
I know. I still remember the championship game. I had press credentials for the last game of the Final Four when it was here in Minneapolis. And I literally watched the opening tip-off from, like, the tunnel. And then I was like, oh, well, that's my cue. I got to go back to the station. So I walked back through downtown. And we did our show that night. But, yeah, now I got a little more flexible schedule, and it's pretty nice.
Well, I'm appreciative of the time that you put in on my show and helping me get acclimated to WCCO. I appreciate that so much, DJ.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, it was fun listening to you reminisce a little bit about Sid the last week. And you talked about you talked to Dan Barrero and talked about your start at KFAN. And that's when we first got introduced. I was your intern for the old Sludge and Lake show back many moons ago. So it's fun that our paths cross once again.
I mean, think about all of the people that spun out of that show.
Yeah.
Phil Mackey, Tom Pelissero, who's doing big things now. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, and you know what? We aim to do more of that. We aim to go ahead and try to cultivate some other people out there and showcase their talents as well. Hey, something that I wanted to get into here this segment is that, you know, we're prideful in Minnesota about a lot of things, right? But unfortunately, something that we're extremely prideful in is not going to happen in 2021. Not for everyone, at least. Okay. It's still going to happen in some way, shape, or form, we think, as it stands right now, but not all across the state. And I'm not talking about the Minnesota State Fair. That sucks for 2020. Not having the great Minnesota get together, that was terrible. We hated it. Okay. We want the fair back. Post-COVID. I mean, we will have the fair back post-COVID. Can't wait to go. But Hockey Day Minnesota 2021 in Mankato has been postponed due to COVID-19. In a release, they mentioned that it's going to be postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Mankato is now going to host in 2022, but now a celebration is still going to take place. So I don't want to confuse people. There's still going to be a Hockey Day Minnesota, okay? A date, the format will be announced at a later date, but the change is just another example, at least from for the folks in Mankato, that it's COVID-19 is a real thing, and it's stretching into the winter. And this is from the Minnesota Wild. They put out a statement. While Hockey Day Minnesota may look a little different this year, we know it will still be a very special experience for those watching on television. It has become an annual tradition in the state of Minnesota, or in the state of hockey, and we look forward to hosting another great celebration of hockey this season and can't wait for Hockey Day 2022 in Mankato. This is just another example of why this year is just the worst thing ever. Okay. And why COVID-19 is just the worst thing ever. Once we are post COVID, I don't know what to tell you guys, but, or describe how much I'm going to party for literally 48 hours. I'm going to have the time of my life. Right now, I'm not doing anything. I'm at home. I'm stuck at home. I haven't been anywhere for the last, when was the last time I've been anywhere? I think the last time that I've been out of the house was it Monday? Did I step out Monday? I'm not even sure if I've been out the house this week. Think about that for a second. So, I'm a guy, I like to get out, I like to work out, go to Lifetime, all that stuff, whatever, doing workouts at home and all that. I'll probably go to the gym tomorrow, maybe. But the bottom line is, this is just another example of why 2020 sucks. It affects Hockey Day Minnesota. And then let's take it one step beyond, okay, before we go to our next break. This announcement coming out today that the National Hockey League announced the postponements of the 2021 Bridgestone NHL Winter Classic and 2021 Honda NHL All-Star Weekend. So the Winter Classic featuring the Minnesota Wild facing the St. Louis Blues at Target Field was originally scheduled for January the 1st. It's not happening now. That's just, oh gosh. And that is one of the sports events that I want to go to. When you talk about bucket list things that I want to attend, DJ, I want to go to the Winter Classic, and I was all set to go to the Kentucky Derby this year back in May. But then it moves from May into September, and it doesn't happen for me. So Winter Classic scratched at Target Field. It sucks. It's so unfortunate, man.
Yeah, it's weird how something like that breaks in the news, and it's a huge deal. It affects a lot of people. But in some respects, we're like, well, yeah, yawn. You know, everything's canceled this year. That'll probably be canceled too. And it's sad that that's our reaction now, that just thing after thing is getting canceled, you know, for a year plus now, it looks like, at least. And it's big news, but at the same time, it's kind of, yeah, we all expected that.
And the statement from Steve Mayer, who's the NHL Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Content Officer, because of the uncertainty as to when we'll be able to welcome our fans back to our games, we felt that the prudent decision at this time was to postpone these celebrations until 2022. That's just part of the statement that the NHL put out today. So it's frustrating, it sucks, but I think the biggest thing is that we have to remain vigilant, take care of one another, and be safe health-wise as we try to deal with COVID-19. All right, coming up next, I got a story and a question that I need to try to answer. Did a Boston television station go too far in firing one of its anchors? I'll get to that next. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jordana on CCO. All right, welcome back to The Good Neighbor. WCCO. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jordana. Back with you guys tomorrow and also Monday. I got an interesting story that I came across out of Boston that I wanted to throw at the people here, because I find it so interesting. And I just don't know if the end game or the outcome of this was worth it. So there's this Boston news anchor by the name of Elena Pinto. She was fired by station WHDH for appearing in Adam Sandler's new Netflix Halloween movie, Hubie Halloween. She tweeted this past Thursday, "Earlier this week, I was let go from 7 News. I am posting this because I want to be open and honest with all of you. Last year, I participated in a cameo in the recently released Netflix movie by Adam Sandler, Hubie Halloween, which is going to be streamed, I'm not sure when it's, maybe it's already being streamed. Not exactly sure. The appearance, I guess, was a violation of her contract, which she said she mistakenly violated. Okay. She says, "I am deeply disappointed and saddened, and I hope this would not be how things evolved. Thanks to all my wonderful 7 News viewers and my supportive and great colleagues at the station. The film is centered on October 31st in Salem, Massachusetts. Sandler finds himself in the midst of a real investigation for a real murderer." Now, Pinto, she played a news anchor for fictional Boston TV station, Channel 4 Morning News, and led its morning show, Wake Up Boston. The cameo saw Pinto talking about the Salem Halloween festivities while dressed as DC Comics character Harley Quinn. So she has a cameo, just to kind of summarize it real quick. So you got this Boston television anchor. She has a cameo, okay, in a movie for Adam Sandler, okay? And the appearance violated her contract. And she says that she mistakenly, which she said she mistakenly violated. She says she's disappointed. She has apologized. It didn't matter. She was still fired. This is where I'm at with this when I see the story. There's a couple things that I'm thinking about. First off, was firing her, like, was that going too far? Like, was that the part that was necessary? Like, I get contracts and all that stuff, whatever. But just because you have a contract, it doesn't mean that every time something, that there's a stipulation or something in a contract, that you got to go to, you know, the extreme of saying, you know what? No, we're done here. We're done here. Like, I look at that, and if her apology was sincere and they felt like that she was going to learn from the incident, that they could probably just keep her in the job. But I guess the bigger issue is, and this is what's so weird to me, she did a cameo in an Adam Sandler movie. How does that hurt her television station? I don't, who doesn't want free pub? That doesn't make, like, think about this. David Josephson, producer here at WCCO Radio. Let's say that DJ is going to be in a movie next year, like the next Adam Sandler movie. They have a follow-up movie to the one that he did with Kevin Garnett, right? And somehow, some way, they end up having a part of the movie be taped here. And DJ has a cameo. I don't know the specifics of DJ's contract, but let's say that there was something in your contract that says this is not something that should, you know, you should be doing, right?
Sure.
How would this hurt the station? It only helps the station. It gives you more of a billboard. That's one of your employees that's in a movie.
Yeah.
Am I making sense there? Well, DJ?
I think you're totally right, but I think the missing piece is, look, they didn't have to fire her, but
yes,
they had the opportunity to fire her. And right now, as we know, a lot of companies are trying to find ways to cut corners. And look, if it was an employee that they thought was really valuable to them and they had to hang on to this employee, great, keep them. But what if the storyline behind the scenes is, we got to make some cuts anyway.
Because of COVID-19?
Because of COVID-19.
Then be transparent about that.
That's the problem. But they're just using this as an excuse to let her go to save money so they can, you know, meet their budget. That's what I think.
They are getting run and they are getting headlines based off of what she did. They are. Because I'm talking about it. And we're not in the Boston market. You know? Which, by the way, I could go for some Boston market right now. There's no Boston markets open Boston. Anymore in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, aren't those all out of business?
Are there?
I don't know. What do you get there? Like a half a chicken meal or something like that?
Oh, what didn't you get from there? Like the half a chicken meal? You got the meatloaf? Are you a fan of meatloaf?
Not particularly, but I'll take the chicken. Okay. And there used to be one over there by Ridgedale. Is that still there?
I think that all of the Boston markets are closed, dude. I'm dead serious. There used to be one right there off of Highway 100 and what, Excelsior? I know that for sure is closed. I think they're all closed, to be honest with you. Oh yeah, no. I used to do me a little Boston market back in the day, but I'm with you. Like I think that you're right, because I thought about that angle too. That we're in a state of COVID-19, and wherever a company can get an out to maybe cut some of the costs, but they need another anchor though. Like
Don't you think
she's probably replaced?
Oh, sure, she was replaced, but she was replaced with a cheaper person or somebody who was asked to do two jobs. I mean, that's what happens all across the world as we're dealing with COVID, is you find ways to save money, and that's just an excuse in a way. It's not right, but that's what businesses do.
That sucks, dude. That sucks. I just find it kind of weird. Like, who doesn't want the nice PR and pub? Like, I think it kind of – it helps your profile or your station. It helps her profile, which she clearly thought about that. Or maybe she just wanted to be in a movie. I wouldn't mind being in a movie too. But yeah, I couldn't envision DJ being in an Adam Sandler movie and, you know, Lindsay and John, they all, nope. Come on into our office, DJ. We got to talk about this thing. We got to let you go. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
By the way, the closest Boston market is in the Milwaukee area. So you got to drive all the way across Wisconsin to Milwaukee to get a Boston market.
Well,
sorry.
I wonder, if I leave at 6 o'clock, no, they'll be closed. They'll be closed.
Let's see. I'll see.
No, they'll be closed because I can't. I mean, they won't be. I mean, the earliest I would make it to Milwaukee would be like 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's five hours, 13 minutes from here.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Okay.
And now I got to come back in the morning and
yeah, maybe over the weekend.
All right, coming up next, we got weather. And then I got a headline that I'm going to dive into. That's totally shocking to me. And it deals with holiday shopping for 2020. And it seems like a lot of people have already finished buying all their gifts. And that surprises me. I'll get into that next year. Henry Lake Inn for Paul and Jordana. All right, welcome back to the Good Neighbor here. News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake Inn for Paul and Jordana. And now we're getting reports. It sounds like people are sending messages to DJ that there is a Boston market open. Now you're telling me that there's one near Rosedale, or is in Roseville?
Yeah, near Rosedale, in Roseville, off Snelling Avenue. Apparently, from a couple of sources, there is still a Boston market open in the Twin Cities.
See?
So you can get there for dinner. I think they offer Grubhub delivery. You can have them bring it right over.
Oh, my. This is the best news ever today. Well, hold on. I need to calm down. I'm in my feelings a little bit. I need to calm down. I need to relax, because I'm not in love with Boston market like that. But it's been a while. I could gladly go for a little Boston market. This next storyline and topic that I want to get into, it's when I saw it, it surprised me. So the storyline is out of USA Today. It says holiday shopping 2020. One in four Americans already finish buying all their gifts. So in the story, it says Americans are getting ready to celebrate the holidays with more Zoom calls and online shopping than expected, making them plan ahead of time for their holiday shopping, which I get that. I understand that. But it says over 25% of consumers have already completed their holiday shopping for the year, according to a LendingTree survey. The survey by the online lending service shows that one in four Americans finished their holiday shopping by the first week of October. The early shopping could be driven by federal aid provided as millions of Americans continue to be unemployed. Quote, because of the coronavirus relief bill, increased employment benefits, and overall reduced spending during the last 6 months, many Americans have a little more money in their bank accounts today than they otherwise would, said Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst for LendingTree. It's possible that some folks have taken advantage of that surplus to do a little early holiday shopping. Among the consumers buying ahead of time, over 44% of them were parents with children under 18. Nearly half the consumers also have household incomes of $100,000 or more. The survey also highlights, and this is important, how Americans expect to go into debt this year due to their holiday shopping. Over 31% of consumers expect to go into holiday shopping debt over the coming months. Among those who were laid off or furloughed due to the pandemic, 47% expect to go into holiday shopping debt. See, this is, I'm going to tell you the reason why I was surprised at that headline, DJ, is because it's not because I'm that guy who is the quintessential last minute shopper. I'm literally the dude that the day before Christmas, I'm making the rounds to the MOA. I'm going around to all the Dale shopping malls. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the boutiques to eliminate the things that are on my list for family members, my sister, my dad, you know, friends, whatever. But I'm surprised because of the economy and so many people being out of work. Now, I get it that there was the COVID-19. You had the relief bill, the stimulus checks initially. And then you had other forms of release in terms, and I know a lot of people are on unemployment, all this other stuff, whatever. I just feel like so many people are out of work and so many people are trying to conserve their money for a rainier day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised that so many people have already gotten it done. Now, I guess the question would be this then. This would be the next question then, DJ. If indeed one in four Americans have already finished buying all their gifts, mm-hmm. it's probably an indicator that people were spending less money.
Oh,
it has to be.
Yeah, that their total spending on the holidays is going to be less this year, but they got it done.
Drastically less, you would think.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think some people are in very different situations because we all know there's tons of unemployment. And of course, that's a huge issue. But also, yep. the people that are employed and still have the same paycheck they had 6 months ago or a year ago, you skipped vacation. You're not going out to eat, and you may be saving a lot of money. And you go, hey, I can't fly to X, Y, or Z to visit family, so I'm going to double down and buy more presents for them. Is there some of that happening? Probably.
No. What you just said, all of that, what you just described, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I'm the guy that, and I'm not taking it for granted because I feel blessed to have a job, mm-hmm. right? I like me and you, like we're gainfully employed and we got, you know, like you got a mouths to feed. You have a family. I'm a single guy. I've actually been able to put away some money during all of this and I feel mm-hmm. guilty, you know, having that opportunity, but I do. So for me, and the reason why I say it is because you're right. I'm not going out to restaurants and bars. The only thing that I'm doing is if I'm not doing the show and I'm not going to the gym or if I'm not going to buy groceries, that's it. There hasn't been any spending. Like we heard one of the commercials in the break before we came back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my attire's been this entire COVID-19? It's been sweatpants. It's been sweatpants and the same t-shirts and the same hoodies.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. There's been no need for me to go to Nordstrom. There's been no need. Like, I don't, Shaletta always makes, she loves the fact that I'm into like cologne, you know, the Tom Ford and the Jo Malone. You think I bought anything that way? Of course not.
No. Exactly.
And I've been going to get less gas because I haven't been doing as much driving.
Yeah, absolutely. All of that spending is down. And if that's the case and you got a few extra bucks, why not spoil your, you know, mom or aunt or niece or whoever?
I get that, but this is what I've been told from a couple of, friends of mine that are experts in the financial, industry and they do like financial planning and, mm-hmm. and stuff like they've been telling me from the jump. Okay. I'm talking about literally from the jump. I had Nicole Mittendorf. She was on with me from Prosper Well. She was on with me, I want to say, like 5 days into COVID-19.
Okay.
And she said, save.
Mm.
All that, you know, extra spending that you like to don't do any of it, because people think that immediately we're into a rainy day. No, it's probably going to get worse over time.
Yeah, a long haul. Yeah.
Yes, so I think from that perspective, wouldn't you agree that, like, I think a lot of people think that maybe we're at the end of it. We're not at the end of it.
No.
Because we don't have a vaccine. A lot of these restaurants, bars have went under. A lot of people are out of work. Like, I am not going to just assume and take for granted that January 1st, we're going to be good to go.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody thinks that.
But. So for me, I don't know how you're going to operate during the course over the over Christmas time and the holiday season, all this stuff. I am going to go get gifts for the people that I always get gifts for, but I am going to keep it relatively simple. I'm not going to, like you were just talking about, right? You explained me perfectly. Like, I've saved money in this. I'm not spending that extra money, though, because it just, you don't know where this is going.
Yeah, that's good.
You just don't. Let me ask you this. Do you or your wife fall in the category of the 1 in 4 Americans already finished buying their gifts?
No. I don't think either of us have started buying gifts.
I haven't either.
It's October. It's not even November yet. No, I haven't started yet. Now, I can say, Henry, though, that before we break and go to Mike Max, I have to give you an update on our Boston market situation.
Okay.
I got a caller from a man in Roseville, because last we heard, there was a Boston market open in Roseville, and you were on your way there at 6:05 tonight to get a half a chicken. Unfortunately, a couple sources now, including Joe in Roseville, who is listening to us, say that that Boston market is now a Chipotle in Roseville. So you're back to heading to Milwaukee for the weekend to get a half a chicken from Boston market. I'm sorry.
Who should I trust?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of sources out there right now.
I love you, Joe in Roseville, but come on, man. You're crushing me right now. Oh, man. That's not good. All right, coming up next, another look at the local weather, and we'll talk to Mike Max here, Henry Lake Inn for Paul and Jordana on CCO. All right, welcome back to The Good Neighbor, Henry Lake Inn for Paul and Jordana on this Thursday evening. Let's talk to our good friend Mike Max. It's been a while since I've talked to Maxie. Maxie, how are you doing, man?
Good, how are you doing, Henry?
I'm hanging in there, my friend. Sad news to report today. The passing of Matt Blair, famous and outstanding player for the Minnesota Vikings, passes away at the age of 70. Your thoughts on Matt Blair?
Yeah, is there ever any good news? Sometimes you wonder in 2020, Henry. But
I know, right?
Matt had been declining health the last couple of years and hadn't been in the public much, but he was. He was something, man. He just was so gifted and so good. And, he mastered the craft of outside linebacker, became, I think, 5 times Pro Bowler, came from Iowa State, played great basketball player, and one of Bud Grant's all-time favorite players that he ever coached. And when you talk to Bud, he never liked to say that he had a favorite. He always said Jim Marshall was the most special player, and he put Matt Blair in the category of one of the ones that he most enjoyed coaching. And Matt was stuck around here after his playing days and had his own charity that he ran for years and played basketball games, celebrity-type games. And if you got in a game with Matt, you hoped he was on your side because he could play in the low post, man. And then he had quite an affinity for photography. And last time that I was with him, we did a story with him on TV about his love for photography, and he went all over the country and the world taking pictures, and it was his kind of his second calling after football, and he just loved it, and he was a really good photographer, and he'd get up early in the morning to capture the moment before the sunrise and that kind of thing. He wasn't just a little bit into it. He just loved it, and just loved the time that I spent with him. He was one of the all-time great Minnesota Vikings for sure, and like I said, came from right down the road at Iowa there, and kind of was in on that post Super Bowl glory years. Got in there for one, blocked a punt. He and Fred McNeil, his best friend in the Super Bowl, and of course Fred passed with some similar issues a few years ago. But Matt was one good dude, man. He never drank, never just a good guy. And we'll miss him. And like I say, been out of the public eye for a little bit here, but he was a special guy and really one special football player.
Yeah, he really was. And I mentioned that when the story broke and Laura Oakes, hopped on the air in the newsroom, I mentioned how, you know, he was friends with my mother and father, and he was really good friends. One of his best friends was my Aunt Hazel, and that's how my family got to know Matt Blair. But he was an exceptional football player, and it seemed like any time that you needed a special teams play and somebody to block a kick, Matt Blair was the guy that you thought was going to get that hand up and get the kick blocked. But just a really awesome human being off of the football field as well. And I'll remember the times of meeting him when I was a little kid and he was a Viking star. But also one of the things that I stress, and you just, repeated it, is his love for photography, man. That was his passion post playing career, was being a photographer. He really was passionate about that.
Yeah, just loved it. And, it was almost like a game to him. You know, Henry, as you know, it was almost like, he was playing against himself, so to speak, but it was the same kind of, can I challenge myself to be better today at this than I was yesterday? Can I get that perfect shot? It was kind of fun to see that you can have something like that, that you just love to do. And you mentioned it, but, that he owned the ability to block kicks and extra points and the way that they used him. I mean, he redefined that on the special teams as a weapon, because his timing was so good and he was so athletic. I mean, he was tall and lean. And, you looked at Matt Blair, and as you know, Henry, you said, that's where I want to start my team, because this is the guy I want to start my team around. He was that good.
Yep. Hey, Maxie, last night you chatted with Minnesota Vikings Media Relations Director Bob Hagan. What was that conversation about?
All about Sid Hartman, and Bob was very, very close to Sid Hartman over the years and others. And, Bob would have an interesting book sometimes if he ever wanted to write it, because, out at the Vikings headquarters, there are many meals he had with, whether it's sitting lunchroom with Sid and Bud Grant and, Fred Zamberletti and Paul Wigan. And that is a Mount Everest.
Mount Rushmore.
As good a foursome as you can get. Mount Rushmore. Thank you. I was going to say that Rapid City thing. It sounded like shit, but and Bob also.
I got you, Maxie. Don't worry.
He had to navigate between Sid and Dark Star with both of them, and sometimes that was a slippery slope, Henry. Sometimes he was mad at they weren't always in good company when he had both of them together. But Bob has this amazing ability to get along with everybody and to work as the media relations director of the Vikings, and to get the respect of people without giving away any trade secrets. And so he loves it. He was at his house often and did a lot for him. And someday, Henry, when we're off the air, we'll tell some more of those stories that we could tell only off the air.
Absolutely. Hey, Maxie, I appreciate the time, man, and we'll be listening to you a little bit later.
You got it. Thanks, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Mike Max, Sports to the Max. Check him out tonight, 6:30. All right, coming up next, we got a debate tonight. We're going to talk to Blois Olson. He joins us next here. Henry Lake in for Paul and Jordana.
Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.